Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, we have a decent batch for you, 17 today, and we will kick off with Alan Brazil and Ali McCoist on Breakfast. They were chatting about Dutch sports stars of the past. To their guest, the former Liverpool and Holland frontman, Dirk Kuyt. That's Dirk Kuyt.
Too young for Dirk List. 1977, Wimbledon. Virginia Wade beat Betty Stove 2 sets to love, I think.
Were you born then, Dick? I'm not sure you were.
I think it's Dirk, especially as if you think of Dick and it's not an ideal.
What a surprise his parents didn't call him.
I don't think the Kuyt family would have gone with the name Richard, let's be honest, would they? Knowing. Yes. Anyway, Andy, move on.
Yes, Alan had another go later and finally nailed his first name. Although.
Thanks to Dirk Kuyt. Brilliant. Next up, we're talking Cristiano Ronaldo.
Known as Carp in the dressing room. Dirk Kuyt.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Here's a caller talking football and disagreeing with Darren Bent and slightly losing his way.
If he knows that football is a soft in this day and age, don't make the tackle. Leave him.
So, okay, so in the Australian Open next week, Emma Raducanu, she goes for the ball and something happens and she gets what, sent off or what?
Really? Well, nothing really, I wouldn't think. They're just going to get a red card.
They say that in tennis.
Wasn't an ideal one to bring in halfway through a chat about red cards in football, was it?
This is Dean Saunders with one we're calling the words bulwark, Dean. Bulwark.
Mount, Loftus-Cheek. Are they getting the same criticism as Lukaku? Because they're not actually producing miracles. No, they're the bullets.
Bulwarks, I think they are. As you say, that's the problem. They're not, are they?
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
never mind them.
Meanwhile, on Breakfast, Laura Woods had a natural history quiz for Jamie O'Hara. What could possibly go wrong?
Which animal has the largest horns in the animal kingdom?
I would say animal kingdom biggest horns are elephant.
Not really horns, are they, Jay?
Tusks, really.
Not really.
One for Ali Ross there, I think.
Not really horns.
Sticking with daft answers, here's Martin Kellner on Extra Time.
Justin in Huddersfield, give me a number between 47 and 92.
I'm going to go 39.
Beautiful. Well, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
give him a break.
Really, yeah.
Now, Fisherman's Blues.
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
Fisherman's Blues. And host Nigel Botherway had a trivia question for us.
I was once told how many maggots there are in a pint.
Yeah, how many maggots in a pint? It is a good question. It's quite intriguing. So I thought we might all have a go. So I'm going to go 1,283. Andy, what are you going with?
I reckon about 890.
OK, let's go into the gallery then. Let's ask our producer, Jamie. What do you think, Jamie? 820, I think he said. Okay. Connor, who's there on the decks for us. What's Connor going for? You can shout it out. 980. And
well,
Bill,
Bill,
what about you? 1,500. Ooh, so there we are. We've got quite a range. Range there. So I think we're all intrigued to know. So come on, Nigel, what's the answer? How many maggots are there in a pint?
I can't remember the answer. I should have written it down.
Oh, what's the point? What's the point? Cheers, Nigel.
Here's the TalkSport Core of the Week to drive.
George, you used to call Rooney, yeah? You used to call him Man Boy. Do you know why? Because he was a man boy.
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
Phone in radio at its finest.
Can't argue with that. This is Jim White chatting about co-host Simon Jordan's appearance at the Oxford Union.
Mr. Simon Jordan will be sitting in the same seat that has been occupied in the past by such luminaries as Ricky Gervais, Eva Longoria,
oh, yes,
Mark Hamill, George Galloway.
Luke Skywalker. I remember George playing Luke Skywalker. Be an interesting bit of casting, wouldn't it? George in that hat.
I see him more as Darth Vader.
Yeah, you probably do.
Father Luke.
That's right. I am your... Anyway, so, Andy, what's next?
It's back to Alan Brazil with some football news, and he always was a big fan of the School Register.
Just some breaking news, Harry. Lloris Hugo has signed a new contract at Spurs until 2024.
Yes, Lloris Hugo.
Ici, monsieur.
Yeah. Fantastic. Good old Lloris Hugo. Andy Townsend now with this week's Carry On Talk Sport.
But he runs the risk. Sean runs the risk of thinking, I don't want to play this one now because I've lost Wood.
Carry On Talk Sport there. We have to have one every week, I believe. What's next, Andy?
What's next?
13.
13. Sorry about that. I got deflected there. Charlotte Fisher here with a confusing weather forecast.
Talk Sport weather with Quick Fit.
Clear but foggy for the south and east tonight.
How does that work? Clear but foggy.
Not possible.
No, I don't think it is. This is Big Alan with a question for Trevor Sinclair.
Trev, I was really, really disappointed in not just Partey. I was disappointed in Arsenal, apart from Martinelli. But then Partey just summed it all up. I thought, oh, dear.
There we are. He couldn't say anything nice, so he did that instead.
Not that we can talk on that front, let's be honest. And with similar issues, here's journalist Simon Johnson.
A video emerged, and it's Graham Thorpe's own video of the police coming to break up this...
Bless you. Bless you. This is Paul Ross taking a call on Extra Time.
Great phone calls on the TalkSport network over the weekend, and that continues now with somebody who's calling us, I believe, Australia, but he's a Blackburn fan. Good morning, Gary. How are you doing, matey? Thanks for the call.
I'm from Australia, from Blackburn.
Blackburn, OK. And what have you... I know I said, are you calling from Australia, though?
No.
Oh, there we are. calling from Blackburn. And finally...
And finally, it's Lisa O'Sullivan with a tennis update.
There are a total of six British players in action today, and the first of those will be Harriet Dart. She came through qualifying, but she's got a big ask.
It's a bit personal,
isn't it? So much for sisterhood. Anyway, there's your clips of the week. We should thank Alan Jenkins, Roger in Durham, Neil Acantha, Andrew, Mark Jones, Al, Neil McQueen, Eddie Smith, Jordan, Wollaston Village FC, Andrew 1975, Dave C, Alec Akehurst, and Dave Rutger-Walton. So thanks to everybody who suggested clips that were played this day. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, please do send it in to us at TalkSport.com. You could /H&J, text to 81089, or tweet to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. All we need from you is a day and a time when you heard it go out so we can pinpoint it and listen back. And if it's played, you'll get a credit.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.